With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In D.C., the good guys no longer outgunned by the bad guys. As of today, some of the 2,000-plus National Guard troops patrolling the streets of Washington and taking a big bite out of crime are armed.
It's the latest development in President Trump's effort to override the law enforcement authority of state and local governments. Over the past few days, he said he's considering expanding National Guard deployments to other Democratic-led cities, including Baltimore, Chicago, and New York.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the Democrat mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, calls the deployment of troops to keep people safe tyranny. And Maryland's Democrat Governor Wes Moore accuses President Trump of resorting to purely performative rhetoric on crime. Israel stepping up its anti-terror military offensive in the Gaza Strip and beyond.
At least 8 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike that hit southern Gaza's main hospital on Monday. Israel's military has not yet responded to questions about the strike. The army did confirm it targeted Yemen's capital, where at least 2 people were killed and dozens injured in airstrikes. It comes just days after the Houthi rebels fired a missile toward Israel, which claims is the first cluster bomb launched by the group since 2023. I'm Nayan Kim.
There's a war going on in California. It's a war on wildfires. Amid tinder dry, scorching hot conditions, firefighters are battling a blaze, so-called picket fire, in Napa County. It's charred more than 7,000 acres and has forced evacuations. To the north, fires burning in Oregon as well. Kilmar Abrego-Garcia starting his day at an immigration office in Baltimore, the Salvadoran national facing the prospect of deportation to Uganda. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 84 points. This is SRN News. Eritrea continues to hold Christians in jail for their faith.
Religious freedom advocates tried to deliver a letter in support of 7 imprisoned believers to the Eritrean embassy here in Washington last week, but were rebuffed. A worldwide outcry is building against Eritrea, which has come to be known as the North Korea of Africa, for its savage persecution of Christians. The country currently ranks number 6 on Open Door's annual list of the nations where it is most dangerous for a person to follow Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says that the Justice Department has sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics that provide sex change operations or hormone therapy to children. The request represents an elevation in the Trump administration's efforts to keep doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on minors for the purpose of living as the opposite sex. Bondi says the requests are part of an investigation into health care fraud, false statements, and more. This is SRN News. When it comes to medical expenses going forward, the experts are warning us to hang on to our wallets.
Prescription and medical bills swamping some insurers and employers, and that means patients may start paying more next year. Health insurance will grow more expensive in many corners of the market in 2026, and some coverage may shrink. Officials say that could leave patients exposed to more cost for both a doctor visit and your prescription coverage as well. Jason Walker reporting.
The president of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, credits an influx of foreign-born workers after the pandemic with helping Europe to bring inflation down without sharply slower growth. However, a spike in illegal immigration in Europe has unleashed a political backlash all across the EU. More details at srnnews.com.